That's me, the picture you see there. I'm sitting just in my room with my cousin's house, working on Nava Vraja Mahima, book on New Vraja Dham. Excuse me for not having Tilak on, but usually when I rise in the morning, like Srila Prabhupada, I just wash my face, brush my teeth, and sit down and write. I noticed that the sort of almost halfway mark on sales of Srila Bhakti Chintamani hasn't really budged over the last month since I came back from India. I was speaking with Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu, and he had told me that there's a large shipment of books sitting in a warehouse in Florida. There's been some complications with it being delivered to devotees who were going to be distributing it. But it seems that complication's overcome, and we should be getting them out as soon as possible. I hope so. So anyone there who in America wants Srila Bhakti Chintamani, please, well, if you contact Chaitanya Chandra, he'll let you know where they're available from, as well as the site over here. I've just been meditating as I'm sitting here on my visit yesterday with my mother. It's very nice. And keep in mind, she's 92 years old, although mentally she's as sound as ever. Physically, body's deteriorating, something that, although I'm 35 years younger, I'm also experiencing. And all of you who are at least a little introspective will also appreciate that, especially for those who are, at least in my experience, pushing beyond 40 or 45. Then things start to tell. As the body grows old, it just starts to wear out. Can you imagine an automobile that runs nonstop for 80 years, 90 years? No. Can they even manufacture such a machine? Of course not. But Krishna has. Krishna has made such a wonderful machine and has made it for a purpose. And that purpose is so that we take advantage of that time and become Krishna conscious. But after all, it is a machine. The joints wear out, the different parts, engines, like the heart, a wonderful thing, but it's constantly pumping day and night. It never stops. If it stops for a break, you'd be in trouble. Same way as our lungs and other organs. These things are working constantly. They're working in a harmonic relationship with each other for the overall end of moving this body, so the body can act, and we also have a mind that can also, and intelligence that can think. However, the illusion of youth is that human life is meant for enjoyment, and when one gets too used to that mentality, it also and becomes ingrained. It also becomes the way of life, futile as it may appear, when one hits their 60s, 70s, and 80s. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada refers to old men in their 70s going to discos or pubs and bars and enjoying the association of ladies young enough to be their granddaughters. That's not what it's about. And while this theme you've all heard before, the particular aspect of it that I wanted to emphasize was that how humiliating age is, because the body does wear out. And when it wears out, then you can't move like you did before. Since you can't move like you did before, your joints are creaking and they hurt, which I'll get to in a minute. There's pain. You can't do the things that you want to do. You can't do even the things of maintenance that you want to do. You can no longer just fly upstairs and climb stairs. You can no longer lift objects that you may want to lift. You can no longer necessarily do the same type of physical things like running or going for excessively long walks. You become restricted in your physical ability, and being restricted in your physical ability also means that someone is restricted in the services that they do. You may not be able to, at the age of 60, to kneel on an altar and dress deities. In fact, you may not be able to raise your hands up in order to do such a thing. It's said that Gadadhar Pandit had difficulty in dressing Tota Gopinath in his old age. Although it doesn't seem that Gadadhar Pandit was old at any time, since his age was that of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he only stayed 1 year after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance. So at most he was 49 years old still. There's a tradition which indicates that deity worship became difficult for him at a certain age. Srila Prabhupada was known to be a very famous kirtaneer. He used to lead kirtan for the Gaudiya Math and play Mridanga. We only saw Srila Prabhupada leading kirtan sitting from a Vyasasan. Rarely did Srila Prabhupada, as in Rath Yatra in London, did Srila Prabhupada dance and sing with the exuberance of his disciples. So old age limits your ability to use your body to express your service to Krishna. And it gives you, as I mentioned earlier, pain. Pain means that joints and parts of the body are beginning to wear, have worn out, don't work. And like the inability to render service, pain means that there's additional distraction. Those of you who experience pain know the discomfort that it is. For instance, when you're sitting in the dentist chair, it's a painful experience. And pain can be intermittent, pain can be ongoing. But it's something that accompanies old age and becomes either an obstruction if you're not very Krishna conscious, or if you are very Krishna conscious, it can be an impetus for remembering Krishna. In any case, what I'm emphasizing is that while the physical body is the instrument for us becoming Krishna conscious, it's not meant to be the instrument throughout our whole lives. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, he says, use the facility of your body while you're young, while it's capable. Because as it becomes old, the body is no longer such a good vehicle for all kinds of dynamic devotional activities. Pain distracts you from so many things. Therefore, more or less, your devotional activities become more and more focused within the mind. In other words, one thinks about dressing deities, one's absorbed in meditation of devotional service, because the body may not facilitate that. But in order to be able to think about devotional service, you have to practice. And if one does not actually practice when the body is fit and uses the body in order to develop a proper quality of remembrance, then one will not be able to remember at that time. And that is why Maharaj Kulukshekar says, Krishna atvadiya pankaja panjarantam madhyaiva vishatame manasaraja hangsa. Please take me now while my consciousness is good, while I can remember you, because when I'm too old, then it will become too difficult. I may not even be able to say the word Krishna. And I'm only speaking about the mind right now. What happens if someone becomes senile? What happens when, due to different things, either the influence of medication, just the natural weakening of the mental faculties, or some other sickness, one actually loses the strong mental faculties one has in one's youth. Of course, there's no replacement for depending Krishna, and we hope that such things don't happen. Or even if they do, even externally, if we're unable to communicate as we did before, internally, we remain in a state of full absorption. But that internal state of absorption comes by practice. Don't necessarily think that it will just automatically happen just because I've done the minimum devotional service. We may not be able to achieve the perfectional stage of devotional service, but at least we should do the maximum. At least, and maximum varies for each devotee, but at least we should do the best that we can, the most for our individual ability, so that Krishna will help us at that time. Old age is humiliating. It breaks your pride. It makes you dependent on others. The only wealth of old age is wisdom of Krishna consciousness. And if you don't have the wisdom of Krishna consciousness, then what have you got? So sadhu sabdhan, devotees, should be aware. We have no time to waste. Now is the time for us to prepare ourselves for an inevitable future.